Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! How's everybody out there doing today? Today is September 10th, approximately 9 p.m. I hope everybody out there is having a blessed night. Once again, my name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Save When I Athlete, respectfully. And today I got Okie from Muskogee, Mr. Marshall Law Payne, professional bodybuilder, muscle mania. Okay, you guys, will be right back after this drizzy drink.
I just take my time with all this shit. I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, who I needed that. And they want to see me pick back up, but where I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mopping like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. It's one of a chosen and we all go through it. Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know.
Law Payne. My actual name is Lawrence Payne.
I was born in Dallas, Texas, but I was raised in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I lived pretty much there my entire life until I moved up here to go to college. I was able to get an associate's in liberal arts and with a dual bachelor's degree in business. I also have my master's degree in business. Now, a lot of people know me as a drug-free bodybuilder. I also promote fitness events. I also own my own personal training business. And I also get people in shape for competitions. So I do a lot of things. I'm very active in my church. Also coach high school wrestling. I've been doing that for 10 years. And, yeah, I'm just trying to progress just like everybody else is in life and just continuing to get better and help others get better, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I mean, you said it right on point right there. That last thing you said, how you get better is make other people get better, and that's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all heard my man right there. He coaching high school wrestling. I mean, he's a promoter. This guy does it all. Man, I want to take my hat off to Mr. Law Payne, but you always gonna be Lawrence to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we go way back, and that which brings me to my next question, Mr. Payne. Since we're talking about the youth and everything, what's one thing that you would tell that cat playing high school? We gonna get to college later. What would you tell that cat playing high school ball, whether he's in high school wrestling, whether he's playing high school football? You know, or maybe he already kind of getting in his groove on where he maybe want to pursue the bodybuilder and the weights. What would you tell that guy playing his senior year in high school that's either high school football or wrestling? What would you tell him to help him keep focused to stay on track?
Well, it's kind of the same thing I tell all the kids that I coach. I always tell them the things that you learn here in high school is almost like your roots. So the things that you do here will make you more successful to the next level, which will be the college sports, which will be the things if they're able to go pro. We have a lot of athletes in my high school that I was able to coach that actually turned pro and now play professional football. And they started off as a wrestler. And it's a lot of things that I was able to help them mold, whether it was something building, you know, some work ethic in the gym or dedication in the classroom, making sure they're, you know, just constantly progressing. That's what I always try to push to my athletes. Make sure you always progress. Never stay the same. It was the same thing my high school coach told me. You either get better or you get worse. There's no such thing as maintaining. So I always tell that to my kids. Make sure they're always constantly pushing and never, ever let somebody tell you that you can't do something. Because if you put your mind to it, there's nothing that you cannot achieve. So that's what I would tell
you. Wow, that's what's up. If you put your mind to it, there is nothing that you cannot achieve. Did you hear this guy right there, man? I really hope you guys are listening, man. That's why the good Lord bless you with two ears and one mouth, so you can listen twice as much as you speak. And I hope you guys listen. And I know your high school coach was Coach Jefferson. Shout out to Coach Jefferson out there in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He actually put a lot of cats through that wrestling program, and that wrestling program has done nothing but do great things for the city of Muskogee, stand up. And all right, Mr. Payne, so this is one question that I want to ask you, man. When did you make the decision to take bodybuilding to the next level? Like, what was it? What was it that just clicked, that just made you want to say, you know what, man, I'm going to do it?
Well, let me kind of give you my history. I had started working up here, and I'd always managed all the top corporate gyms up here, from Bally's to 24-Hour Fitness to Lifetime to your Aspen Athletics. I moved all the way up to being an area director while I was managing up to 5 different clubs all at once. And I kind of started in that atmosphere, and I had already been training a lot of people for competitions, weight loss, whatever their goals is. And it was a guy in the gym, I still remember it. He pretty much said, hey, you couldn't do that. And here I am, you know, I'm competitive, I'm athletic. And in my mind, nobody's going to tell me what I can't do. So not 10 weeks later, here I was on stage receiving my pro card. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I did another show right after that and won that show and got another pro card. And I was hooked, and I just continued to get better and better and better. But what really got me to change, like taking things to the next level, was when I had met my wife. My wife had really, really been at the top of the game. Everybody respected her, and I never really put 100% into it. I mean, I went hard. I mean, I worked out hard. I ate clean, but I didn't do everything precisely until I really, really met my wife, and she helped me take things to the next level.
Wow, man, that's man, that is cool right there, man. That is so cool right there. I'm gonna give a shout out to your wife as well, man. She what she done was showed you the way. Basically showed you the way, as you could say. I guess she was just like, oh, okay, you're good, but I can take good into great, man. And that's one thing that them women do. That's one thing that them women does for us men out there. When you find that right woman out there, that right woman will not, you know, not tell you not to do something, you're not spending much time, you know, they will take you from good to great. I mean, and that's just their job. So shout out to all the women out there that's making all their men a better person. Man, but that's what I'm saying right there, Mr. Law Payne. I hope you guys are paying attention out there today. This is Petey Richards on Blog Talk Radio. And what we're going to do is go into a song, Briggity Break. Then right after the break, I'm going to go ahead and get Mr. Law Payne right back on the line and go ahead and conclude the interview. And, man, I hope you guys are just as crunk as I am, man, because this guy, what did he say? He was born in Dallas, raised in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Then from Muskogee, he went up to Kansas, went to Devon, got his bachelor's, and ended up getting his master's in business. I mean, it's just progressing. Then this guy got married, met his wife, helped him take him to the whole nother level. I'm telling you, for you guys out there, do not give up. There's always hope. There's always hope. No matter what you've done, what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So, man, just sit there, hang tight. I'll be right there right after the break.
I don't know why.
right, all right, all right. And just like that, I am back. Yes, you know who it is, Mr. Peter Richardson, a.k.a. Mr. Soar himself, coming live at you live and direct for Mr. Law Payne on Blog Talk Radio. Mr. Payne, are you still there, sir?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good, man. Before the break, Mr. Payne over here was talking about, you know, how he coaches high school wrestling up there in Kansas, how he's a promoter, also professional bodybuilder, the epitome of what you call staying persistent. You know what I'm saying? Not giving up on your dreams, but also one important aspect, whenever he was training the guy, you know, somebody told him that, hey, you know, you can do this. And he thought to himself, man, you know what? I'm athletic. I'm competitive. You're right. So 10 weeks later, he found himself on stage getting his pro badge. So just like that. All right, Mr. Payne, here we go, man. Let everybody know, where was your last show at just a few days ago, my man?
I just got off stage this Saturday. We had a professional show in pretty much Jersey Shore, Atlantic City, New Jersey. It was a very, very amazing time for me and my wife to get up there and spend time with our sponsors, because we're sponsored by a supplement company in that area, which we got to go and meet the team that we pretty much communicated over the past couple years just through email. So we actually got to meet them one-on-one, tour the factory, get a firsthand look at how clean everything is, and, you know, just get to meet everybody. And then we headed up to the show, and I dominated at the show, and yeah, we are back in Kansas City, and we got another big show in November, which is our World Championships, which I'll represent Team USA in Oklahoma, of course, and looking to bring back two world titles this year, because my wife always wins the World Championships. And we'll also be taking my sister-in-law, who's my wife's twin, and she'll be winning the Figure World Championship as well. So we're going to put the Midwest on the map, and go ahead and clean up and take all the titles, man. That's our goal.
Wow. Did y'all just hear this guy right there, man? Up there in Atlantic City, they went up there and did their thing, man. Not only did they go up there, they was up there with some sponsors, just sponsors. Man, and then he has another world championship representing the USA, also the Oklahoma representing the Midwest in November. Man, nothing but big ups to my guy, Mr. Marshall Law Payne himself. Oh, man. Man, this guy, man, if you guys can't tell, I'm just so happy, man, just to see this guy make it, because if you can really honestly see where this guy comes from and then where he went and now where he's going and where he's at, man, all things can come true. You know, just keep your faith in God, keep pushing. You know, we'll find that better half that makes you better. Keep pursuing your dreams. I mean, there's nothing to it but to do it. All right, Mr. Payne. Yo, my man.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wants to get sponsored out there, you got that bodybuilder that's coming up. You know what I mean? You got that bodybuilder that's coming up. Give him a few tactics that what can help him get sponsored by somebody.
Well, I'll look at it not just from a bodybuilder standpoint, because a lot of people, our field is about, I wouldn't even say 1% of the world competes. I would say just an athlete. Let's say a football player, because that's so big in the United States, or anybody who plays sports and they're looking for support, whether it's a nutrition company, whether it's, you know, somebody helping with their travels or somebody helping with their food, whatever fees they need to pay. One of the things I always tell these athletes or these professionals, because a lot of people, they have no idea how to get a sponsor. They have no clue how to, you know, open up their mouth and just talk to, you know, a company that they're there, they're willing, they're just looking for somebody to, one, market their, what they're selling, and two, in return, you get the sponsorship. So I'll kind of tell you a little bit of how I got my whole team sponsored. We're in Vegas. This was back in 2011. This is the year that I said, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and go down here and dominate, clean everything up. And I've been dating my wife for a little over a year and a half at the time. And we went to Vegas. This is at the World Championships, of course. She ended up winning the World Championship. Her sister went up there and also won. And I also won the USA Lightweight Championship, which went up to, I think, 165 was the weight. And we all ended up winning, and there was this company up there. It's a pharmaceutical company called Nutribio, and they're sitting there, and right before we're getting our awards, I told them, I said, hey, we're going to win this show, and we're looking for a sponsor. If we win this show, will you guys sponsor us? And they're looking at us like, cause the shows we compete in are so huge. It's like 700 people. And they're like, you guys are going to win the show? We're like, yeah, we're going to win the show. And we're looking for a sponsor. Will you guys sponsor us if we win the show? And long story short, they said, yeah, if you guys win the show, we'll talk. So, of course, we won the show, all of us, and still to this day, they support us in everything that we do. They support every show that I promote. Anything that we need financially, I mean, they take good care of us. They treat us well, whether we're traveling, they put us up in nice hotels. I mean, we couldn't ask for more. I mean, it's one of the top supplement companies in the world, and, I mean, we're just humbled and blessed to have the opportunity to represent them as well as them represent us. So I know we're very, very proud to be part of a company like that. And I would tell anyone that's trying to get a sponsorship to just go out there, be yourself, let your personality show, market yourself, explain to the company what you can bring to them because they're always looking for something as well. And if you are an athlete, that's one thing that you can always use to your advantage because athletes are the best people to market for, whether you're doing bodybuilding or football or basketball. It's all such a big advantage because people want what we have because we have the results. So if you're doing supplements, I mean, it's perfect. Or an apparel company like Under Armour is perfect because we're the ones advertising the stuff. We're the ones in the magazines or the catalogs, or we're in the stores and they got dummies of our physiques. So, I mean, all you have to do is talk. You get in front of somebody, you shoot a few emails, and like you said at the beginning of the show, you just never give up because you'll get a lot of no's before you get one yes. So that's what I would say.
Oh, man, did you guys hear that right there? I'm just kind of sitting right here just like, in awe, man. Everything that he said just collaborated with himself and just made a whole lot of sense. But just to sum it all up, he said just be yourself and just let your personality show and just speak. I read a quote one time, and that quote was, I will be more upset in 20 years of the things that I didn't do. And besides other things that I did do. So what I'm trying to say with that, you know what I mean? If you're a bodybuilder, or if you're an athlete, or if there's somebody that you want to speak to, or just in your everyday life, you work in your job, and then your CEO of the company comes in, or your manager is asking you a question, or who wants to raise their hand, and you have an instinct to do it, and you don't act and respond to that instinct, and that you know your opportunity has passed, and now you're sitting there holding your breath, waiting on another opportunity. But you know what they say, opportunity knocks once, but regret rings on the doorbell. Straight like that. But all right, Mr. Payne, I just have one more question for you, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you go, get back to your lovely wife, and get back. And I know you just want to rest up because I know you just got through with the show up in Atlantic City. But before I let you go, Mr. Payne, there's one question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man, in 5 years, what can we expect out of Law Payne himself?
Well, first and foremost, I'll still be married to my beautiful wife.
There you go.
Still very active in my church. You always got to put God first. Still can give back to the people that helped me get to where I'm at and the sports that helped me develop the characteristics that I have in my life, which is wrestling, football, any of those stuff, and giving back to the youth. I'll still be doing that stuff. I'll still be growing as a person. I'll still have my own business. I'll be working for myself. I'll still be promoting shows. I'll still be active in natural bodybuilding. So I'm really, really big on promoting health and fitness and doing it the right way, which is drug-free. And, yeah, I'm just going to continue to get better from here and just grow in life, man, and just continue to have that work-life balance and love my wife, hopefully have a kid or two, whether we have one ourselves or we adopt. And, yeah, I mean, hopefully my folks are still here, everybody's still healthy, and I'm still able to give back and just be the great person that I am and just continue to grow as a man.
Oh, man, you summed it up right there at the very end. Continue to grow as a man. Oh, man, that's what's up, Mr. LaPaine. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on to my show. Man, it's really been a blessing. I know you touched many kids out there tonight, man. So if your kids out there listening, you know, do not give up. Your dreams can come true. It don't matter how all it takes is one person believing in you. Once that one person believes in you, then I want you to take it and run with it. I don't care what nobody say. Take it and run with it. So I hope you guys really enjoyed my interview tonight with Mr. LaPaine himself, muscle man and pro bodybuilder, also a promoter, man, sponsored athlete. This guy is tremendous, man. He has tremendous character, God fearing man. Well, all right, Mr. Payne, I'm gonna go ahead and let you enjoy the rest of your night, man. All right.
Thanks a lot, man. God bless.
All right, man. Stay easy, man. Keep going. And I want you to just keep soaring, my brother. Keep soaring. All right, all right, all right. Man, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview, man. And that's Mr. Lawrence Payne himself. I mean, Mr. Law Payne, man, living up there in Kansas City. And I hope you guys enjoyed this show every week. Every week I'm coming at you with something different. Next week I got Texas Tech basketball, women's basketball player. Let me correct that. Women's basketball player, Miss Monique Small. She's going to get on the show, tell you a little bit about her journey, tell you what she's doing now, and what does she have to do to get that, to get on to that legendary women's basketball team. And then also just from there, soar and explore. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, thank you guys. I'm going to let you go briefly with my theme song, Nicki Minaj, I Can't Go In. You can catch me next week, same sort of day, same sort of time, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Everybody, God bless. Give your kids a kiss. Good night. And don't worry. You're too blessed to be stressed. Good night.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive the game.